This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. With Aerosmith asking the musical question, Sweet Emotion? I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me, and now we need you to join us if you would like to play the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on, scientifically proven. We sent this over to Washington University, and they ran it through their best biotech labs over there, and we have scientific proof. Well, our really more scientific conjecture, really not even really a theory. It's more we made it up, but we still like
Is
to say
it. Is Deep Blue involved with that? Wasn't that the...
That was the computer.
IBM chess computer.
Yeah, it was either Deep Blue or Watson.
Yes, there was Watson involved.
One of the two was involved in this, and they all decided that we just made it up. But we like saying it anyway, and so I will again. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on, and you can participate by calling now 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. And while I've been babbling, people have already been doing that, and we're already ready for our first contestant. Hello, Keith.
Hey, good day.
Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get a unique broadcast opportunity, a chance to shout out to the family, suck up to the boss, use it for your own commercial endorsement, pre-prepared statement, whatever you'd like to do. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity, and the airwaves are yours.
Well, first and foremost, say hi to my wife, beautiful, and other than that, Colin Jeffries, there was a curveball, not a fastball, that hit Matt Holliday.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you for the correction.
The watchdog group out there, Colin. Be careful.
We appreciate
that.
Was
your wife's name Beautiful? Is that what he said? My wife Beautiful?
Yeah, that's what it sounded
like. That's my nickname for her.
Oh, well, very, that's so sweet.
Very, very nice. Yeah. Let's turn on a semi-random category computer. And we'll see where the questions and categories land once they come spinning out. Led, of course, by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? You can have that, or you can have Not Gonna Win an Emmy. The Emmy Awards are this Sunday on Fox. Or you can have It Happened in August. Those are our first three categories. You get to choose the one you would like, Keith.
Well, I will go with Have You Been Paying Attention just to see how much I haven't been.
All right. That's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge. And here's how it works. 60 seconds on the clock and five questions to answer. A total value you can capture here of 15 points. You don't have to get it all. You got to get at least eight, more than half of the points available to win. And if you do, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
Right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have one location in Florissant.
Donuts.
And one location in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have, from Werenberg Theaters, movie passes for a free movie. You might want to go see The Visits or the new movie the intern.
Robert De Niro.
Robert
and
De Niro,
Hathaway.
That's it.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro is in that. Also.
He's a new kid. You'll learn his name eventually after he's been in the business for a while.
It's like a game of Password.
I'll figure it out.
That was what it was really like? The $20,000 pyramid.
Yeah, it was.
He was trying to get me
intern,
to figure out like a
movie.
Oh, what's his
guy.
Name? What's his name? You know the guy I'm talking about, that guy.
Also, your choice.
Play Pyramid. No, we're playing the Harris Challenge.
Peroni's Pizzeria. Whoa. We have a $25 gift card. For them,
they have several locations. They have that, what do you call that? That round thing.
Pizza.
It's got cheese. That's
yes.
Pizza. Yeah.
They have a new location at M and P in O'Fallon.
You know who likes that pizza? It's that guy from that movie, The Intern. What's
his Robert
name?
De Niro.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah. He's a new guy.
I can never think of his name.
Oh, and if you get the clean sweep.
Wait a second, what about the nuts and ice cream?
Oh, hold on a second here. Keep that going.
Hey, hold on. Just stop. Stop for just a second. By way of explanation, ladies and gentlemen, Dan is on serious drugs today.
I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about illegal drugs. He's not a presidential candidate after all.
No.
He's having serious back problems, and he's on a narcotic.
Prescribed narcotic.
Yes, a prescribed narcotic.
We don't know who it was prescribed to, but he got his hands on some Percocet and apparently took some right before the show today, and you are getting to hear the results live here today. It's exciting, isn't it?
I generally don't take it during the day, but I had to today.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Good story, Dan. So now back to the nuts and ice cream.
From Family Nuts, yeah. Right here at Westport Plaza, yeah. You get one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
Mm, I recommend the unsalted cashews. Yum. But that's not all we have in the prize packages here, because if you do get all 15 points for the clean sweep, we add in this bonus.
That's right, a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. You can check jimmyscafe.com.
So that's what you're playing for here, Keith, and you've chosen the category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And after all of that, we finally have got the clock set to 60 seconds. Are you ready to go?
Please.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. What invention made Ahmed Mohammed famous this week?
Pass.
Which country was hit this week with an earthquake so big that a million people had to flee to safety?
Chile.
Correct. Which state had a tax-free marijuana day this week after announcing it's made more tax revenue from weed than from alcohol?
Colorado.
Correct. From what country have 4 million people fled a civil war, with many becoming refugees in Europe?
Syria.
Correct. Which former late-night host is said to be part of an upcoming National Geographic series on climate change?
I'll go with David Letterman.
You are correct. Back to the one-pointer for the clean sweep. What invention made Ahmed Mohammed famous this week?
Boy, I cannot even place this one.
5 seconds if you want to guess.
Ice cream maker. I have no idea.
Now, Ahmed Mohammed is a 14-year-old kid in a town in Texas.
Oh, he had the clock.
Yes, he built a clock, took it to school, and his teacher...
And got arrested.
Yeah, his teacher said, well, Ahmed Mohammed, Muslim, he's not building a clock, he's building a bomb. And they called the cops, and he's actually gotten interesting phone calls from MIT and Harvard and an invitation to the White House and all sorts of other stuff. That's what made him famous this week, Keith. So
just
14
clean sweet on it.
Yeah, almost, but 14 points still makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on, and drug-induced Dan will tell you what you've won.
I can speak his language.
All right, dude. Here's Steve as our next contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Paul.
5 second cheap plug opportunity. Go.
I really don't have one other than I want to try to win some donuts.
All right. Well,
or maybe a Percocet.
we're not allowed to do that.
Darn. Okay. Well, I'll settle with the donuts.
But I will tell you, if you get the donuts from Old Town Donuts, the maple bacon donuts there are better than Percocet. You'll feel better after eating one of those, because first of all, they're the size of your head, and second of all, maple and bacon and donut all together. Yeah. Which category would you like here, Steve? We have Not Gonna Win an Emmy, It Happened in August, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Music Legends.
I'll try multiple choice music legend.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which music legend was punked recently by two Russian comedians who pretended to be Vladimir Putin calling about LGBT issues? George Michael, Elton John, or Joan Jett?
Elton John.
Correct. Which of these music legends did not start Farm Aid, which celebrates its 30th anniversary tomorrow in Chicago? Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, John Mellencamp?
Kris Kristofferson.
Correct. Which music legend announced a new Las Vegas show starting next year? Aretha Franklin, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross?
Lionel Richie.
Correct. Which music legend is teaming with John Legend to write the SpongeBob musical? David Bowie, Chrissy Hynde, or Bono?
David Bowie.
Correct. Which music legend is suing his now-dead longtime attorney over a contract that paid the lawyer's family royalties forever? Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, or Elvis Costello?
Stevie Wonder.
At the buzzer, you said Stevie Wonder. Here's the story. Thursday, Stevie Wonder said that his now-dead longtime attorney, Johann Vigoda, made the blind music legend sign a contract that paid royalties to the lawyer and his family indefinitely without telling Wonder what the legal agreement said. This sounds like a joke. You've got a blind client. You tell him something that's not on the piece of paper, and he signs it.
Hey, my grandson wants an autograph, Stevie. Would you mind signing this?
Stevie Wonder says he signed the contract when he was 21 and had not been told the terms, which stated that the Vigoda family would be paid in perpetuity. The Goda's widow has filed a countersuit against Wonder, who stopped paying him back in 2011. So that's the story, Steve. But the bigger story is you got every question right for the clean sweep, all 15 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I get my donuts.
You can get the donuts and that dinner at Jimmy's on the Park, which I know you'll enjoy.
That's great. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes in a moment while I meet our third contestant. Hello, Marty.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm passing Busch Stadium, go Cards.
Okay. They'll have to go a little further than they did today.
Yes.
Got crushed by the Cubs. Let's see what we have here. We've got Not Gonna Win an Emmy. It Happened in August, or our new third category, The Business Desk.
Let's go with It Happened in August, please.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Marty. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which classic American breakfast cereal was invented by William Kellogg in August 1898?
Cornflakes.
Correct. Which was used for the first time in the execution of William Kemmler in August 1890? What was used?
Pass.
All right.
Yeah, pass.
Which important piece of Americana can you find on what was once called Bedloe's Island?
Wow. Pass.
Who wrote the 1854 book Walden, in which he described his experiences while living in a cabin near a Massachusetts pond?
Thoreau.
Correct. What was the name of the U.S. Air Force plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima in August 1945?
Enola Gay.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What was used for the first time in the execution of William Kemmler in 1890?
Oh, gun, maybe.
Electric chair. All right. What can you find on Bedloe's Island, important piece of Americana?
I don't know.
Bedloe's Island is now called Liberty Island because it is the home of the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
Marty, you didn't get the two and the three, but you got the rest for 10 points. You're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. We'll meet contestant number four, and that's you, Andrew.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Okay, my little cheap plug opportunity. I'm a part of a new little TV show on Charter Channel 198 on Thursdays at 11 p.m. called The Darren Yates Show. Give it a listen if you like.
Okay.
All right.
Which category would you like here? Not Gonna Win an Emmy or The Business Desk?
I'm not really feeling good about either, so let's go with The Business Desk.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Andrew. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What company sued the St. Louis Metropolitan Taxi Cab Commission this morning and has started doing business here without official approval? It is Uber. What network got its highest ratings ever Wednesday night thanks to the GOP debate? Correct. Which car company was ordered today to recall nearly a half a million vehicles over emissions software?
Pass.
Which beer would not be part of a proposed merger between AB InBev and SAB Miller? Molson, Corona, or Blue Moon?
Corona.
Molson. Which car company showed how it's taking on Tesla by unveiling this week its first all-electric sports car at the Frankfurt Motor Show?
The VW?
Porsche. Back to the three-pointer. Keep that answer in mind for this one. Which car company was ordered today to recall nearly 500,000 vehicles over emissions software?
Porsche.
No, it's the one you got wrong with the other one.
VW, of course.
I wouldn't use the same answer for two different questions.
You never know.
Porsche's going all electric. Volkswagen's going to recall. I'm going to give that one to you, Andrew, and give you 6 points here, because either way, you're still below the winning.
I still have to be punished.
Yes, that's how the Harris Challenge works. If you don't win, you get punished. I read today that Keith Richards is coming out with a new album called Cross-Eyed Heart. It's a solo album, his first in over 20 years. And he and Mick Jagger are writing songs together for a No Stones album. By the way, the Stones have not had a good song since Start Me Up in 1982. So I don't know that anybody's going to care. But also, Keith Richards has a documentary about his life that has just premiered on Netflix called Under the Influence. And when I think of Keith Richards, I think of the most famous guitar riff in rock and roll history. That would be the opening of Satisfaction, which he supposedly did one night into a recorder, woke up in the morning, didn't remember what it was, listened to it and went, wow, that's good. And it turned into Satisfaction. So if you're going to have that great story about a great guitar riff, why not have a version of the song with no guitar in it? And for that, you can thank Britney Spears.
Oh, boy. call the Geneva Convention. This is torture instead of punishment.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that when Keith and Mick wrote it, they thought, let's have a slower version in an EDM format with no actual guitars and some auto-tune.
Of course that makes all the sense in the world.
Yes, it does. Well, I'm sorry you didn't win, Andrew, but thank you for playing. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, you too, guys.
All right, here's our final contestant today. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, hello, Paul. I'd like to, after hearing that, I'd like to have some donuts with Percocet sprinkled on top.
Maple bacon Percocet. Just ask for them by name.
That's exactly right. Okay, I got four people in the car. Let's do it.
All right, the category is not going to win an Emmy. 60 seconds on the clock.
My voice may change.
All right, that's okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not nominated for Best Drama? Better Call Saul, Orange is the New Black, or The Good Wife?
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
The Good Wife. Which of these is not nominated for Best Comedy? The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Blackish, Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
Blackish. Which of these is not nominated for Best Actor in a Drama? Terrence Howard, Liev Schreiber, Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler.
Terrence Howard. Which of these is... Which of these is not nominated for Best Actress in a Drama? Taraji P. Henson, Elizabeth Moss, Juliana Margulies.
Juliana Margulies.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Actress in a Comedy? Amy Schumer, Sofia Vergara, Lily Tomlin.
Vergara.
The correct answer is it a consensus there in the car that it's Sofia Vergara?
Yes.
You are correct. It is Sofia Vergara at the buzzer. So that and your Juliana Margulies, 5 and 4 makes 9. And sometimes, I guess, great minds put together can win the Harris Challenge.
There we go.
Congratulations. By the way, let me just go back here because Terrence Howard's nominated for is not nominated for Empire, but Taraji P. Henson is. Liev Schreiber is nominated for Ray Donovan. Kyle Chandler nominated for a Netflix series called Bloodlines. Elizabeth Moss is nominated for Mad Men. Juliana Margulies not nominated for The Good Wife. They did not have a good Emmy season. And Sofia Vergara not nominated, but Amy Schumer, who I hope wins for Inside Amy Schumer, is nominated against Lily Tomlin in that Best Actress in a Comedy category. Scott, you got 9 points. You're our fourth winner today. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. We'll drink to that.
All right. Not until you get home.
Heading to the restaurant.
Okay. Have a great time there. Thanks so much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. If you want to catch previous Harris Challenges, you can go to my website, harrisonline.com, and click the Harris Challenge link. Or come back here and play next Friday exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.